after the last few days, I feel kind of compelled to try and do one of these things, but unfortunately, I don't have a single thing wrestling-wise to talk about. I mean, as of this moment, SmackDown's on. I am taping it, but I really have no desire to watch it. It's raining outside. I'm in my room, alone. That's pretty much been the story of my life lately. Kind of funny that I'm going to even talk about this to you guys, because most of you guys almost fit into the category of what of the age group I want to talk about. But I'm going to do it anyway. Most of you know I have three boys. One who's a full-blown teenager. He's 14. So that makes it full-blown. And two who are under the age of 10. Love my children unequivocally. No questions asked. Each of them have their own challenges that they face. One medically, one developmentally, and one, I can almost say, emotionally. I'd like to talk about my oldest for a minute. My oldest was born while I was still in school. He spent the better part of the first 3 years of his life having a part-time father. Wasn't one of those things that was not agreed upon. I mean, bluntly, it was my wife's parents' idea, and I was kind of grateful because they had me over a barrel. They could have made my life miserable, but they allowed me to get my degree, get a job, and figure out what to do next. Well, I got my degree, I got the job, we got married, she moved here, and it's been like this ever since. Now, I'm not going to say it's been all wine and roses, but it's been pretty cool. Obviously, things have gotten extremely rocky with my third, but let's get back to brass tacks. Really kind of difficult for me because, especially this week, because my son, my eldest, went out for the baseball team and was cut, and at the end of the week was accepted into the National Junior Honor Society. Quite personally, I'd like to shout it from the rooftops. I think that's an extremely high honor. Especially for someone who, from the outside looking in, doesn't give a damn. I mean, it's really unbelievable to watch from the outside. It looks like he doesn't put an ounce of effort in, but it just comes to him, like, almost naturally. It's really incredible. I mean, the amount of homework effort he does at home is minimal at best, and he's pulling 95s and 90s. And high 90 averages on a regular basis. It's scary. So like I said, I would like to shout it out from the rooftops. But I'm not, because this is a 14-year-old boy who is insanely private about his feelings, and it scares me to death. Why? Well, go back to my own childhood. When I was that age, and I was just as private, and I internalized everything. Every little thing that happened was buried deep inside my gut. And that's probably what blossomed into the mental crisis I'm dealing with as I'm talking to you. Yeah, it sounds like I'm relatively docile right now, but let's be honest. I also slept for about 12 hours for the first time in a week. Just from sheer exhaustion and a little bit of drugs, but who was counting? I'm so scared to sit back and observe this, because I don't want him to go make the same mistakes I did. I mean, my childhood was littered with mistakes, all the way through school and to college, and hell, even getting this family was a mistake. No, it was not a mistake to marry my wife by any stretch of the imagination, but let's be honest, my first child was a mistake, you know. I wouldn't give him up for the world, but if you were to stick me in a time machine and go back to February of 93, let's call it as we see it, I would definitely, if I knew then what I know now, I would definitely go a different direction. I think that's part of what the whole problem is. I'm sitting out here desperately looking for a handbook as to how to be a parent, and I can't find one. I know there's none out there, guys, I know, but it's just, I think most of you will understand what I'm trying to say once you get into my extended age. Yeah, I know. Most of you guys are saying extended. You're only, what, 36, 35? Believe me when I tell you, I don't feel it. Yes, I know. I treat my body like a used car lot, but I still don't feel it. I don't feel it in my head. And when my head doesn't feel it, my heart and the rest of my body sure as hell won't feel it. Feel a little weird talking about this stuff like this, but I've been desperate to vent a little, and, well, vent a lot, to be honest with you, but trying to do it in little drips and drabs to avoid damage. Unfortunately, when I vent, I normally leave a path of destruction in my wake, which is not anything close to what I want or right now what I can afford. I guess I'm saying all this now just to try and give you guys a little bit of advice. If there's ever such a thing as somebody is bluntly effed up as I am giving out advice. Most of you guys are still growing up. Most of you guys have the rest of your lives ahead of you. And be open with everybody around you. Communicate. No matter how much it may hurt, inside, outside, whatever, communicate your feelings. Because whether you know it or not, if you internalize it, if you bury them deep inside your gut, they are going to come back to bite you. And bite you real hard. That's what I'm going through now. That's what I'm fearful about with my son. That's what I hope my friends, you guys I'm talking to, will be able to avoid. Alright, I guess I should try and talk about something more related to why I'm doing this project. Last night on the job, I took a peek at the Wrestling Society Epps DVDs again, first time in a while, and I rewatched the final episode. The episode involving the exploding cage time bomb death match and the piranha death match. And you know, when it all came out, I was so excited about it. I was so jacked up. And quite frankly, let's be honest, the talent on that roster was incredible. Jack Evans, Matt Sydal, Human Tornado, Teddy Hart, Matt Cross, Colt Cabana under the Matt Classic mask. I mean, that's an impressive roster. Let's call it as we see it. But the concept matches they did were stupid. Let's just be honest. They were just dumb. I watched the final episode, like I said before, and I saw the confrontation that took place place there on the show between Vampiro and Ricky Banderas, and I got to be honest with you guys, TNA did not use Banderas properly. Maybe he found a home in Mexico, and that's where he wants to wrestle primarily. But damn it, Banderas could have feuded with Abyss for years, and it would have been classic television if they did it right. But they didn't do it right. They kept forcing Jim Mitchell down our throats, where Mitchell was involved with Abyss, then he wasn't involved with Abyss, then he was involved with Abyss. It was like a friggin' whirling dervish from hell. And meanwhile, back at the ranch, Macias got hurt. Banderas, under his TNA name, Judas Macias, got hurt, came back, was never really a force, because Russo never gave him a shot. Now he's jobbing the Rhino, and is on his way out the door, and heading back to Mexico. It's sad, because the intensity in that last confrontation on the final show with WSX that he had with Vampiro was off the page. It really was truly off the page. And it's something that I think should have been, or could have been, manipulated further within TNA. I read an article on an interview Kurt Angle did talking about his status in TNA, his relationship with Booker T, his relationship with Jarrett, and I gotta be honest with you, I'm sick of Kurt Angle. I never thought I'd say it, but I'm sick to death of Kurt Angle. Angle's dominance over TNA has absolutely stifled the product. The youngsters, to use their words, that were the building blocks of TNA, the James Storms, the Chris Harrises, the AJ Styles, don't get me started, the Frankie Kazarians, the Jay Lethals, the Sanjay Dutts, have all been absolutely buried. I mean, let's call it as we see it. Yeah, Lethal's the X Division champion. What does that mean? Does it really truly mean anything? He's getting involved with 3D in some ridiculous X Division, bury the X Division storyline again. I mean, what is the reason for that? It didn't work with Kevin Nash. How's it going to work with 3D? It's mind-boggling. I'm almost tempted to try and stay up late tomorrow night to watch Impact to see Curry Man. I have to see this guy alive. I want to see pictures of him. I want to see how similar he is to his true identity. And I want to see if there's a real reason why TNA forced this identity back on Daniels, because it makes no sense to me. I really thought they had a potential next AMW back when Styles and Daniels were a tag team and feuding with LAX. That was unreal competition. That was absolute first-rate competition. In any match they did, it was unreal, and they broke up Styles and Daniels. Styles turned into a goofball. Daniels got fired and came back as the Spice guy, and